Vogue, serve me face, eat it. What, Sarah? That's like drunken face. I need you to serve me woman face. Yes, yes. Magazine cover, eat it. Yes. Show off that lipstick.
That's good. Okay, she's getting better.
She's getting better, right? Then I see you.
Let's go, AJ.
Get it. Is that what is it? That's a sprinkler you were doing?
Yeah, going back to the 80s.
She tried to slide that in there.
Shopping cart. Yeah, we did the sprinkler and the lawnmower here, you know? You guys, welcome to the Hey Frage podcast. We are so excited because one of the favorites that has been on in 2018 as a guest, Justin Stewart, is back today.
Oh my God, Sarah.
This man.
You really liked me.
You know I freaking love you.
Ass
and of course,
girl.
Everybody that listens in the D.C. area, and maybe some of you that moved away, you know that I've been a longtime contributor at Fox 5 here. So that is how I met Justin. Justin would often say to me that I needed to wear longer skirts or dresses because my cooch was always hanging out.
It's true.
Like, I go to...
We had HR, you would have been in it, but we never had HR.
Oh my God. I loved it so much. You were always so honest with me. Anyway,
I try to be. You know,
you still are.
I come off as shady, but like there's a tense of the truth in the shade. It's not like, you know, I meant anything like demeaning. It's like, Claire, like if I see your cooch one more time.
I mean, and it's hard now being in a corporate environment, right? Like, I'm a person, I would walk around Fox without my shirt on. But, you know, everything is very PG there now. You know, we've got to all
be
dressed.
Girl. Hashtag me too, girl.
I got to wear lots of, different long underwear. Now I got to wear all these thick tights so no one can see my cooch. I mean, come on.
Is that for Dan? Is that his name?
Oh, yeah, Dan, my longtime guy. Mm-hmm. Yes, he sees it.
All the time.
He better be. I mean, come on. Look, I am so thrilled you're here because for those people who follow you on social media, you made a huge announcement a couple of weeks ago that you are transitioning from Fox.
Oh my God, right.
To NBC.
Yes.
Early Today Show in New York City.
Well, you're burying the lead.
Okay, what's the lead? Give me
the lead is kind of just like, you know, I'm going to New York to be network. Like, that's always been a goal of mine. Like, I'm not going local. I'm going to the network, which to me is like exciting, intimidating, and like, bitch, you did it all in the same sentence. Like, right. I'm nervous, I'm scared, I'm like, what if I'm not good enough? But I'm like, obviously I am because God led me to this moment.
Oh, so yeah.
It's a lot of like pulling and like, you know, my brain is like, oh my God, like we're going to do this because we're making the move happen. Like, I just came from Jersey on Monday looking for an apartment. My 30-day notice is in. All the pictures off my wall are off. Like,
you're moving out.
My last day was at Fox on Friday. Like, so it's happening.
It's amazing.
It's amazing. It's such a big blessing for me. I'm excited to see what 31 is going to give in 2019. It's going to be a new city. I'm going to meet new friends.
I mean, you're A-list Hollywood here in D.C., so I can't imagine when you're actually in a city of celebrity. Like,
well, how did that happen, though? Like,
it's you. You're so good. This is like one of the things, because we have so many young people and so many people. We just did a Hey Frage kind of end of the year party, and some of the people
invited. Shade.
We can only fit four people. Like, there's nobody can fit in the studio.
Oh, true.
Yeah, seriously.
Well,
it's a tiny part.
We're still at Fox.
But a lot of the women who are searching for like their passions and their careers, it's hard to know where to go. And a lot of times you feel like you've got to network in real life.
Yep.
You've got to be like, it's
because it really is who you know, though.
That is what is so amazing about you. It's who you know.
And what I learned over the years is that the TV radio industry is so small that you have to treat everybody nice. I mean, now you're going to bump heads with people here or there, you know, that's human nature. But more so, like, I told you on the first podcast when I was here that when I was over at, when I graduated from college, I did an internship at WBLC in Salisbury, Maryland.
Wow.
Well, the meteorologist there had just got her first job, which was Eileen Whalen. Now, when I became a production assistant over at Channel 7, like a few years later, she was the meteorologist there.
Wow.
TV world is so small, like teeny small. And it's smaller, and it's all about who you know, because the person who will be taking over for me at Fox trained me to be a writer over at Channel 7 before I was when I was a production assistant. So now the tides are turning. God. And I helped her get that gig position. Over at Fox because I believed in her that she can actually do it and do it well. And so I was like, girl, I'm about to put your name in this hat. Come and do this interview. I'm going to give you everything you need to know. And because I remember her training me, motivating me, and just supporting me when I didn't even know what was inside of me as a production assistant, a writer, a journalist. There were people there that like, Justin, you can do this. Go do it.
Write
this story. Do this. Like when I didn't believe in myself, there were people that over at Channel 7, over at Channel 5 who actually helped push me to become the person that I am today.
So tell people, okay, so when you were at Channel 5, you were one of the producers for Good Day DC.
I was the segment producer for Good Day DC,
okay,
which was a team of three, which slowly dwindled down to one.
Party of one, yeah.
It says something about the culture when employees quit and they don't even have anything lined up.
It's a party of one.
I'm out. Yeah. So, you know, so I booked the content for the show.
Okay.
Meaning like all the guests and all the segments that you watch between 9 and 11, sometimes even 8:30, you know, I would book some things for the for that early show, I would get. So, I mean, we're talking artists, we're talking singers, performers, we're talking, you know, just segments about, you know, Christmas. We did a segment on a reef and how to use your broken ornaments on a, you know, to create a reef for Christmas. But the lady who had came was one of my Instagram followers. She followed me for a whole year. She DM'd me.
I know.
She's amazing. She did the White House, like, she decorated, like, florist. She's a florist. She decorated the White House and stuff like that. Follow me on Instagram. Made me my own reef.
So I saw that.
It had a crock pot on it.
That was amazing. And she had DC and New York.
Yeah, New York and Paris and stuff.
That was amazing.
Like, what?
A crock pot.
But so Monday through Friday, I will book, you know, all the segments. You know, if it's artists, a book, a movie, you know, a director, you know, all the things that are happening in DC, all the people that are coming to DC, I would book, you know, the local things about, you know, whatever was happening in the area. I try to keep my ear to the streets and, you know, read all the blogs or the Washington Post local or Washingtonian. I love the Washingtonian girl.
You do? Yeah. You are your
Shout
fan.
Out to the Washingtonian who like gave me a bunch of segment ideas. And WTOP and WAMU. So I would look at all of those blogs and collectively think, what was going to be a visual, informative segment that the viewers can get something from, something I can learn something from. I remember a few weeks ago, there was a gentleman who went to jail. Back in the day, he was charged with, I don't even remember, it was murder or along those lines somewhere. And the Washingtonian did an article on him because he wrote a book in
DC. I read this, yes, keep going, yeah.
When he was in DC jail, he wrote a book, and the book became the most popular prison novel in DC jail. And so the Washingtonian kind of profiled him because he got a shout out from another crime novelist.
Okay.
And his book, like, kind of is getting a new buzz. Anyway, I booked him on the show, and he came and talked about how he changed his life from writing in prison and using that time to kind of change his ways, you know, and creating content that he came out of jail and changed his life.
I can't wait to get to. And by the way, people are already on the Facebook Live. You guys, you know, we're live every Monday, Wednesday, 12:30 p.m. Eastern Standard. Share this Facebook Live right now.
Oh, I have to do it. Hold on.
Someone that loves Channel 5, someone that's a fan of Justin Stewart, someone that's a fan of NBC Today because that's where he's headed.
And a fan of Fox 5 Good Day DC.
And a fan of Fox 5 Good Day DC. Share this Facebook video right now.
Pull the Facebook up.
Pull it up. I'll pull it up and find it. But I was going to ask you this because when you were here last time, of course, when you worked for a company. Which was in April. You can't
it
always.
It feels like it was like last year, the year before last.
Like a long time. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like you can't always tell all the behind the scenes in the sense of. I don't know if you can tell it all
Girl,
now. But
I can tell it all now. I'm no longer an employee of that company.
Well, wait, didn't we
can't
say.
Wait to can we dish the dirt a little bit?
Just a little bit. I'll let
like
you know how far I can go.
Okay, yeah, okay, you okay. Tell us. Well, first I was going to say, when you were here last time, you couldn't really give away the kind of inside secrets on how to get booked on TV.
Apparently, I couldn't do anything because like we got in trouble. So let's put that out there. Sarah got me in trouble.
That's
I got
true.
Pulled into an office. My manager had a talk with me, and I told him that I am not one of those people who
would be. Because they didn't want you doing this show without a heads up.
What was the heads up for?
I have no idea. I
what
guess
what were we
so
going to be talking? Like we were talking about me, right?
That's in what
my,
I thought.
In my
yes.
life,
yes,
which is beyond Fox 5.
Yes, in
like,
your life,
beyond any of the things that I do for employment. I'm still a personality and a person. I've become this over the years.
Don't you think it's about, like, they just want to make sure that, I think it's, I guess I get the sense that it's more like, hey, you can't let the cows out of the pasture, so to speak, in the sense that once one person does an interview, then like that's sort of carte blanche for everybody else to do interviews. And then,
well, let's just say this. Did I give permission to them to go to Wendy and become viral superstar? No. Like, why would I want to?
I think it's just me. I think they know how crazy I am. I think they just don't trust me. They're like, look, we know she's going to pump everybody for all this info. I think it's me.
Yeah, it probably was you, girl.
I know. Well, they do. Well, they know me well. They know me.
You're always in trouble anyway.
Exactly. They know me well.
They know you well.
But you could, when you were here, you couldn't sort of tell, I think, some of the really key things of getting booked on TV. And what I love is there's so many people that listen to this podcast. They have their own business. They're a florist.
Right.
And they kind of hit a wall as to how to get on TV.
Well, to get more exposure into, you know, if you're asking for the secret, to me, it's more so like, what can you bring to the table that can be informative, fun? You know, what can teach somebody something? You know,
right.
When we do, for example, back to the reef thing, we created a reef on air. Like Holly did it with the person who came in, the guest.
Right.
You know, I tell people like this. Every artist that hits you up, oh, I have a song, I have a thing, I'm a singer, I'm a rapper, I'm a
sure.
this, I'm a that. You know, I have a song on iTunes. Well, early 2000s, that was, oh, you got a song on iTunes. That was exclusive. I can put Tardy for the Party on iTunes. Like, what makes you newsworthy?
Right.
You know?
Right. What are you doing?
What are you doing that's going to create some buzz?
Okay.
What are you bringing to the table for us? Like, how can you bring some props to make this look great on television?
My favorite thing on TV is when someone shows up for a segment and they have like two bottles of their product. I'm
Girl.
Like, well, what the fuck? Like,
how
where
we
the fuck
this?
Are we going to like put well, that?
They're right.
Like, they're like, here's my new shampoo line.
See,
but they brought like two bottles. Right. You're like, what?
A lot of people want to be on TV, but they don't know how to do TV.
Yeah. Mm, that's good.
So I send people who don't come on the show, who haven't been on the show ever, you know, links to certain like clips that we've done that were really great, especially chefs. Like, oh, do you have a working kitchen? Do you have this? Do you have that? And I send them like, here's the great segment that we did. This is what we want.
Mm-hmm.
We want you to bring all of these things because we know we're not paying you to do this. We get that. There's no exchange of money, but
right.
there's free promotion. If it's worthy of that, if it's worthy of, you know, 4 or 5 minutes on airtime, you know how much that costs?
Like, oh my people, God. Yeah. Insane.
We don't do like sales segments I didn't do sales segments.
Right.
Like certain stations don't do sales segments, but sales segments are always boring. Like always, because this is commercial for that product, that brand. And I really never liked that. I like the, you know, easy breezy way of doing things. I find it, I book it, I reach out to you, we communicate back and forth, I tell you what I want, you tell me what you can do, we agree on something, you come in, we do the segment, and life goes on.
Is there something in the first like paragraph? Because you get pitched all the time. You're going to get pitched even more because I want to hear what you're going to do with Early Today. But is there something that people can do like within the first, like the head, like the subject line? You know, what gets your attention? Because you're going from here all the way to like
New York girl.
The big city.
I'll be there in what, two and a half, 3 weeks?
Yeah, 2 hours.
Girl. I don't like really long pitches.
Yeah, got to be short.
Make it short, make it sweet.
It's key.
Don't, if you're sending me a link to a video or you're an artist or whoever or whatever that you're reaching out, and you've been on TV before or there's an article that went viral, don't make me do the homework. Like, send me the work. Like, send me the links. Send me the pictures in the video. Oh, I, you know, I'm a background singer for this person. Well, I want to see you on stage with that person. Like, I have to do the research. You know?
They make it hard for me.
I got to go YouTube. Oh, is that them? Like, you know, make it easy for me. So put together a well-rounded pitch that features your social media numbers.
Okay, write this down, Sarah.
Yes.
Pitch to our network.
Yeah, but I'm basically going to call you. You know everybody. Like, when you were putting your announcements on your Instagram page, you had, like, literally every comedian, everybody.
Oh, shout out Donnell Rawlings.
Donnell Rawlings, who
I
love.
That's my buddy.
He's, you know, I didn't fall in love with him until I saw him open for Dave Chappelle, and he is such a great comedian.
I met him like 5 years ago.
Kevin on stage.
And I booked him. Kev on stage. Shout out to Kev on stage. This is him and his wife's merch at Extra.
That dude has an amazing career as well.
But it blossomed, well, from what I know, it blossomed from social media because that's where I you know, discovered him from. And me and his wife are friends. We text each other. Like, we were just talking about, I posted a shirt that she sent me, the blessed shirt. And so the comment on it, the caption was black, blessed, and beat. And she comments like, oh, this is a shirt. We need to make this a shirt. The caption needs to be a shirt. I'm like, honey, let's do it.
Did you really?
Yes.
Do you have like a clothing line?
No, black, blessed, and beat. That's a shirt. Let's make that a shirt. Yes, let's make it a shirt. And send it to me.
Oh my God, I love you. By the way, you need to follow Justin because he is a mover and shaker. It's producer_Stewart on Instagram. We're going to get to your makeup tutorials, but I do want to, before we talk early today, Allison Seymour, who's one of the, you know, the most popular DC anchors here
in the world.
Yes, and especially in the DC, Maryland, Virginia
God,
area.
I love her so much.
You two became very good friends.
Became really close really fast.
Yeah, what do you love about her? I mean, I know her, of course, personally. She's amazing, but what do you... How did you guys get such a great relationship?
I don't know. When I, in the video that we're going to play, by the time I came to Fox, her mom had just died.
Oh,
so
yes.
So by the time her mom had died, I was just coming into the Fox 5 family. And as soon as I saw her, we just clicked. Like, our spirits met, and she took me under her wing, and I kind of took her under mine. Like,
right.
We would, like, cradle each other and just talk to each other. You ever had somebody in your life that you can just talk to about anything?
Yeah.
And there is no judgment?
Yes.
And it's outside of work, though. Like, it's including work, where I got you personal things. Like, all of that, there's no judgment. And we give each other sound, solid advice on life. And I've only been on this earth 31 years. And so... You know, my advice to her, I'm just like, oh, well, this is what I would do. And she's like, oh, that's great. I'm like, well, that's well, what I would do. But no, like, you know, I can go to her and talk about anything. And she's always been there for me to support me, even when I felt down, because I had some dark days. I mean, you have dark days in any job that you do.
Sure.
I had some dark days and I had some really, really high days. And she was always there for me.
Yeah.
Always. And like, she calls herself my TV mom. I call her my TV son. She calls me her TV son. And, you know, Mark Clark, which is her husband, who's another popular radio
personality. Yes.
That's my TV dad. And so, you know, I call them and I talk to them about whatever it is that I want to talk to them about. And a lot of the anchors are like that because they're just people. Like, when I first started as a production assistant, I would walk into the newsroom like, hi. I'm out there, but I was like, they'd probably look down on me.
Right.
But I had to realize everybody plays a role in TV and radio, and no role is lesser than
the other, too.
Because we all need each other to make it run. Like, I booked the stuff for the show.
Right.
She, or whoever the anchor is, he does the, you know, interview for the content that I book on the show, where there are also audio people who make the mics go up and down. There's also people who work on the board, who hit when you see the banners or the animations that roll.
Yes.
We all work together as a oiled
machine. Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, everybody has respect for each other. So there's no job that's less than, you know, that, you know, than the other.
Yeah.
And so, you know, working with her, I just learned to just continue to be free, continue to be me. There's a time where I was so stressed out about, in 2018, this year, because it's been a year, Justin, but there was a time where I was so stressed out. 2018 has been amazing. There was a time where I was so stressed out and about just life.
Yeah.
Like, learning about taxes and learning about this and that and just trying to, you know, manage bills and juggling and getting to work and, you know, trying to have relationships outside of work and balancing friendships. Like, so it all came to a head. In one of our videos, we do Facebook chats every now and then. And so she looked at me and she said, Justin, you need to love yourself more.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait, what? I never heard anybody tell me that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I need to love and believe in myself more because I already got it.
Yes.
And I was just like, well, Jesus.
Because and isn't it funny, like, people, you know, in that newsroom, like at Channel 5, everybody knew you already had it. Like, I'm so
but
not
that's
surprised.
So amazing to you that to me,
I've known
that
since,
people
like, the
had
I met
already
you.
Seen this
yeah.
in me when I didn't even see it in myself. And it's not that I didn't believe in myself. It's people are like, oh, you're bigger than this, or you're getting bigger than Fox 5. You're getting bigger than, you know, DC. I'm like, okay, yeah, girl. Whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, I believed in myself, but I was just like, well, wait. am I?
Yeah, right? Because it's easy to let doubt sit in, you know?
Oh,
and
yeah.
Sometimes you just think, too, like when people have these positions, you're like, well, who did they know? Or what, you know, like what kind of advantage did they have? You know,
I didn't have any advantage. I literally prayed and worked for the last two jobs that I got. God sent them to me.
That is what's amazing.
When I say that, I really mean he literally sent them to me. Because when I was a production assistant slash segment producer over at Channel 7, I was working hard on Good Morning Washington. And I was booking stuff, you know, getting guests first. And, you know, Fox wanted all, you know, we always wanted first, number one. We always want that. But I was doing that over Channel 7, bringing them over to, you know, Good Morning Washington and getting all people that, you know, weren't looking for, you know, people who were coming in town that,
right.
You know,
yeah.
Might have missed them on the radar, but I had them. And a couple of my friends, like I said, the TV world is so small. A couple of my friends were producers and writers who had left Channel 7 and went to 5.
Wow.
And I didn't know that Steve Shinavy and Megan Rawls, shout out to Megan, that's my baby.
Oh, yeah, she's
Megan
great.
Rawls.
Yeah.
And like people who were over at Channel 5 who had worked with me previously, who were over at Channel 7 who worked with me previously, were talking about me.
Yeah.
In a good way. Like, we need this guy. We need this. Like, he's great. Bring him over here. You know, whatever. They were rooting for me when I didn't even know any of that was going on. I was just putting God first, going to work every day, being my best.
That's amazing.
And I remember getting a text message that said, send your resume now. And I sent a text message back like, it's not ready. Like, I haven't updated it.
Like, they were like, who cares?
Like, what? They was like, no, send it on Monday. Hurry up. So I sent it. Ended up getting the job. But in between that,
amazing.
I had met Maureen Ume at a coach.
Oh, my God. She's a trip, too.
She's a...
Oh, my God. Maureen Ume. There's
that's my
another
Kiki
one.
Kiki girl.
I got to behave
I
so
her.
I can get her on the show. Oh, my God. Her dating life. She is like, she's the best story.
She is the best.
I know. She's so good.
She's another one who's kept me grounded.
She has a really good catfishing story. She said when we did the podcast for Fox, she was talking about it, but she dated this guy who like said that he was a prince. And like she did some fact check. Like he like legit seemed like he was a prince for a while and then he wasn't. Yeah. It's a good story.
Good stories.
Yeah. She's amazing too.
So yeah, I had met her at a coat drive when I was working over at Channel 7. I knew her on TV, but I walked up to her. We were talking. We were at this coat drive and I posted the picture and we were talking. Didn't even, you know, I'm just there. I was networking with some other folks who had invited me, and I give her my business card. She made fun of me because I had them in, like in my wallet, and she's like, "You can't walk around with business cards in your wallet.
Where are you supposed to put them
in a card holder?" But I didn't have one. Girl, I was a PA. I was a segment producer. What? No.
You're like, here's
can't afford
bag.
That. But she had made fun of me for that. But we were like laughing about it, and it's always stuck in the back of my mind. And she said, you know, like, you're good. Like, I heard about you. You know, there's some things that are shaking and moving over at Fox. And, you know, there may be some things that are open. And we kept in contact via Twitter DM.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
See, and you're so good at that. I want to play this clip, though. This got thousands of views for you guys. People really love your relationship.
Oh, it got like 9,000 on her Facebook page when she shared it. Like, it was like
amazing.
Ridiculously amazing.
People love the connection that you have. Here, okay.
In my life, I felt like somebody that was there to nurture me, mm-hmm. mold me, motivate me on top of that. Because, you know, we both had some dark days.
Yeah.
Where I just was like, F it.
Right.
We've had some hard days. We sweated together. We cried together. We watched, you know, we got in trouble together.
Yeah. right.
But I feel like, you know, when with you by my side, I could, like I said, sometimes you make me feel like I can do anything.
Well, and vice versa. And vice versa. And although we always joke that, so this is my TV son. Because Justin is young enough to be my son. But still, like, age doesn't matter because if I was having a bad day or said, you know, I just can't.
Oh, I don't know why. Anyway, we didn't. Okay, there it goes.
This is hard. But what I will say
people are in your life for a
season. Get it now. Totally. Like, you have shown me that so beautifully.
When you came into my life.
Oh, it's so good. Anyway, you can see it on Justin's Instagram, which is producer_Stuart.
Yes.
So tell us about,
go back to this other one. Go click this one, this last one.
We just played that
okay,
one.
Okay, play the one before that.
Okay, what happened to the one before that? Okay.
100% was like, go do it. And I was like, well, what if I'm not good enough?
No way.
What if my writing's not good enough?
No
what if
way.
I'm not good enough. And you always told me the opposite.
Absolutely.
You know, it's happening for a reason.
Yeah.
You go up to New York. You do what you have to do. And, you know, if it's meant to be, we'll be singing, if it's meant to be, it'll be, baby, just let it be. And then it happened.
Yeah. Oh, it happened.
And I was like,
yeah. Oh my
God. I was like,
and you are enough. And you have everything you need, and you're gonna kill it. And who knows where it ends from there? You know what I mean? Who knows what'll happen from there? You know, I'm just expecting amazing things, and so I'm just happy that we really got to know each other, and that like I'm hitching on the back of your
Amen.
Yeah. I love this.
Amen.
That video is so good to watch. But I was asking you this: how do you? You know, I love you're a millennial.
Yes,
millennials
girl.
Get a lot of crap. You know, but how do you continue to keep the faith when you have doubt?
Joe Osteen.
Oh my God, don't you? I love him. I was just favoring.
Seriously, Joe Osteen.
Isn't he so good?
Joe Osteen is like kept me together. And plus, I was raised in a church, so I know God and I know that He's been in my life and I know that He will continue to be in my life. He's not going to give me more than I can bear. But as a millennial, you know, this year was one of those years where I didn't have a church home.
Right.
I didn't walk into church in 2018. I tried last year to try to find a church home, but nothing fit.
Yep.
But, you know, Joyce Meyer has a book that I read every day on Instagram.
Yes.
And it gives you 365 days of affirmation and, you know, it gives you the word and it breaks it down. So I read that every day before I leave from work. So I get my spirit right. And then on Mondays, Joel has a podcast that's free. Download it. Joel, give me some money. I listen to his podcast. It's like 20 minutes of him just preaching. And I love the way he preaches because he's not a condemning preacher. He's one of those preachers that gives you a positive message that motivates you to keep going. He tells you so what you fail, so what you did this. Forgive yourself because God already forgave you and you move on with life. And he gives a little funny, like, you know, Joe's kind of corny, but he gives a little funny, his funny, you know, thing in the beginning. And then he gives you, this is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. Today I will be taught the word of God. I boldly confess my mind is alert. My heart is receptive. I will never be the same. And then he goes, in Jesus' name. It's so hilarious.
I gotta download this. Okay, he sounds so
great.
It's
so good, but I listen to him, you know, once a week or twice a week or whatever, just to keep me going.
Oh, that's such great. I admire, you know, you have terrific faith. You have worked through doubt. I mean, you've just earned everything
you've
got.
You have to push no matter how you feel in the back of your mind. That voice is always going to be there. Trust me, when I was applying for this job and when I went up to New York and I interviewed for it and when, you know, I had to submit writing samples and, you know, do all this stuff in the back of my mind, that voice creeping up. I don't know if you're good enough, you know, but I had to push that back. I couldn't let that voice get the best of me because I wouldn't be packing my things now to move from D.C. to New Jersey because I don't want to live in New York because I don't want to live in a closet.
Crazy.
But if I didn't have that strength in me and didn't have people pushing me like Allison and the Fox 5 team, like saying, go and do this.
Right.
I would still be, nothing's wrong with that. I would still be complacent.
Yeah.
And be in a place where I would have what ifs and doubts about, oh, well, I wasn't good enough, so I didn't get that job.
Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, I love being a friend of yours and following your career and seeing you push. And it's inspiring to everybody else. Like you, I mean, seeing you do that is like we're kind of always assessing like what's working, what's not, like what we're putting out there. And I love like the lesson from you,
I told you that you work though. We've had this conversation multiple times. Have I not told you that you work and you need to do more and just continue to be you and drop the people off that are dragging you down?
Name. No, I'm just kidding. No, we do. Okay. No, okay.
Okay.
Yes.
Leave him alone, honey.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I know. I love that about you. Yes. I know.
Because people
I'm
give
you.
It to me, so I have to give it back.
Yep. You just,
and from day one, when I met Sarah, it was like, this is my girl.
Oh my God, well, you know I'm crazy.
You know, I knew you were crazy, and I'm crazy too, so.
Well, I want to thank some of our sponsors. I want you to weigh in on pop culture, because you're obviously up to speed on all that, and then we're going to talk about your great makeup tutorials
that face.
I know, that face is so fierce. I love that. What is that lipstick, by the way? We're looking at Justin, a picture of Justin, for those of you who are listening to the podcast, but not on Facebook
Live.
Does
this TV have a filter on it?
No, that's just like
it's
you.
That's just you.
Because
you know I don't use filters on photos.
None?
Baby, that's good lighting. I don't do good filters lighting. On photos. Because I have in my bedroom a vanity. And I have lights around it. And then I have two ring lights, two small cell phone holder ring lights to give me the light that I need so you can show off that contour and that highlight, darling.
Oh, my God. Well, it looks so good. What's the color lipstick is that?
It's a NYX Cosmetics lipstick. It's a green.
It's risque.
It's 09. Risque.
Oh, yeah. See,
put that
I tagged it. Girl, see? Boom. Because, no, somebody asked me, if you scroll down, somebody asked me what it was. And I had to tag them.
Oh, it looks amazing. So we're going to talk that because you brought some of your favorite makeup products.
Yes, I couldn't bring my whole case up here, but...
We asked for three, but he bought like...
I brought like seven.
All right, let's thank some of our sponsors. Casper Mattress. Now's the time of year to be thinking about updating your mattress.
Yes.
Casper products are cleverly designed to mimic human curves, providing supportive comfort for all kinds of bodies. The original Casper mattress combines multiple supportive memory foams for a quality sleep surface with the right amounts of both sink and bounce. Casper offers two...
We need that bounce, girl.
I know, you do, absolutely. You getting a new mattress for New Jersey?
No, because my mattress is only a year and a half old.
All right. They've got two mattresses, the Wave
Unless
and the
Casper
Essential.
Sends me one.
Casper, send him one.
Please.
Believe me, it'll be the best decision you ever make. Affordable prices because Casper cuts out the middleman and sells directly to you. Hassle-free returns if you're not completely satisfied. You can be sure of your purchase with Casper's 100-night risk-free Sleep On It trial. Absolutely, you need to do that. And then also, with over 20,000 reviews and an average of 4.8 stars across Casper, Amazon, and Google, Casper is becoming the internet's favorite mattress. And of course, you get a great discount because you listen to the Hey Fresh podcast.
What's the keyword? What's the code word?
Get $50 towards select mattresses by visiting casper.com/HeyFresh and use code HeyFresh.
Is it Boom. Hey Frage or is it Hey Frage?
It's Hey Frage.
Hey Frage.
Visit Casper.com/HeyFrage and use promo code Hey Frage. We also have to thank Dr. Mintz, medical marijuana doctor, who we love. He's amazing.
Where's that at?
Maryland, but he's also certified in D.C. So easy to get your medical marijuana card.
Have one, Sarah?
I don't yet. I might maybe qualify with my migraines. I don't know if I have enough pain.
I have migraines too.
Everybody's got a migraine.
We should go and get one.
Everyone's got a migraine. He's the best. Migraines, PTSD, depression, anxiety. If you have chronic pain, it can deal with all that. DrMintz.com. Tell him, Hey Frage Podcast sent you. First appointment is $250, and most of that is reimbursable by insurance. He gives you all the paperwork. And you know, medical marijuana is like miracle drug. It's like it's unbelievable.
I wouldn't know.
Okay. And now he like gives it to you in you just like droplet form under your tongue, so you don't have to smoke it.
Oh girl, this stuff is getting
what?
The American marijuana.
It's like
they got
so
droplets
easy.
Now and bagels and gummies and.
We also have to thank Mervis Diamond. If you're getting engaged, get an update on
I'm
your
love
life.
I'm not getting engaged.
Are you sure?
Oh, there's an update. I'll
give
you
that.
Okay,
we need that. If you are in the market now.
Are you ready for it, though?
Yes, I can't wait.
Okay.
There is still time to drop the question.
Ask them on Christmas Eve.
Yeah, ask Justin. MervisDiamond.com has three locations. You guys know K Street, Rockville, Tyson's. Nobody pays retail anymore. Why should you? They have the best discounts. They're offering 40% off all through December. You need to go. Again, tell them that you heard about Mervis Diamond from the podcast. I'm getting engaged in 2019. I'll be getting my
Are
ring.
Are you really?
Yes, absolutely.
Do you already know?
I've already got the wedding date. Yeah, for real. I'm getting married like either
doesn't even
August.
Have the ring, but
right,
she's
that's
set the date.
Wait, we skipped a step.
We skipped like five steps.
Right.
She's got the ring. She's got the date.
But we've been together 6 years. You got to skip steps.
Wait,
at
but
that
five
point.
Is my cap. Like, Sarah, how have you put it up?
We're a year beyond that. Well, they broke up for like a month every year. So together, it's really just 5 years.
Like, what's going
you know?
On in that month? Like, are you sleeping with other people?
Yeah, no, we
in
still live
month?
Together. We just break up at like, and we're like, you know what? Screw you. I'm moving out. And then
you're
we never
on
move
a couch.
Out. MervisDiamond.com. They are the best. They have a 100% upgrade turn-in policy. So if you buy a ring, you can bring it back full value. They'll put that towards a new ring purchase and many, many other great things. Go to Mervis Diamond. Okay, one more with Simple Contacts. We love Simple Contacts. They are the most convenient way to renew your contact lens prescription. I have contacts. These guys are awesome. You can reorder your brand of contacts from anywhere in minutes instead of heading to the doctor year after year. year just to renew your prescription for something you wear every single day. You can do it now on your own time with Simple Contacts and terms in just a few minutes. This is vision for the 21st century. How does it work? Need to renew your prescription? Take the 5-minute Simple Contacts vision test online. It'll be reviewed by a licensed doctor. You received a renewed prescription and reorder your contacts. All you need is your current contacts, an internet connection, and 10 feet of space. Boom! Even if you're totally out of context, they've got an option for you. 2 5-star reviews. The reviews speak for themselves. Simple Contacts has been rated 5 stars over 5,000 times on the App Store. You can text with the support team and always get to speak to a person. No automated robot. No robots.
No robots.
Simple Contacts has all of the brands and types of lenses you're familiar with, so you'll never have to shop around to find your lenses. Isn't that great? Yes. And the vision test is only $20. Compare that with an appointment, which without insurance could cost you up to $200. The contact lens prices are unbeatable. Standard shipping is free. And best of all, we're offering a promo code, of course, for Hey Frasch listeners. $20 off.
We missed it, Sarah. Hey Frasch.
Hey Frasch.
Thank you.
You just go to simplecontacts.com/Hey Frasch. Enter code Hey Frasch. Boom.
That was like Ratchet. You just did.
Sometimes we're not really sure about her, so. Right.
P.S. This isn't a replacement for your periodic full eye health exam, but you need to go to simplecontacts.com/HeyFrasch and enter code HeyFrasch. And they are amazing. Fast, convenient. Simple Contacts vision test is self-guided and takes less than 5 minutes. Boom. There you go. Okay.
Next.
I want to talk about your exes, but I want to talk about this story that's going
viral.
You say
my exes?
Yes. Oh, okay. Well, one of your exes.
Oh, there's like...
And your current dating situation. Although you got to be single. You're going to New Jersey. You're going to have like the best time.
Am I?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. I hope the men out there are sexy.
I want you to weigh in on this. How do you feel about this? Lydia Dupree is her name. She is a self-professed former adult film star.
I was about to say, who is she? I've never heard of her.
Adult film star, formerly, she says. But she also has had a sugar daddy. And she posted...
Oh, I did read this post. It was hilarious.
Yeah, she says, exactly 1 year ago, my sugar daddy, Brad, passed away.
Yes.
He was 47 and died because of a heart attack and untreated diabetes. We had an incredibly toxic relationship and ultimately, I wish I never met him. As horrible as he was, I'm sitting here trying to dig up a good memory to remember him on this day. So
and I can't.
Here it is.
But I just can't.
This is where it goes left. Brad, you bought me my first pair of Louboutins, my first Birkin, and my first and only racehorse. You understood the value of my time, and for that, I honor you with my time today by making this post for you. I still don't forgive you for taking me out of the will after you attacked me while you were on Whippets.
Isn't that like a jail?
And it's like a spray, like you sniff
no,
the spray
Whippets
can.
No, Whippets is something in jail. I watched 60 Days In, and they were making Whippets in the cell.
Oh, Whippets is like the air can.
You take it from an air can, yeah.
Why is he doing that?
Nobody knows. That's like kind of like the lowest of the low,
like
under
what?
Crack and like
crack is whack.
Crack is
show
whack.
Show me the
y'all.
Receipts though.
Show me. Can you imagine doing Whippets
no,
with this
I couldn't.
Dude?
Hell no.
No.
Oh my God.
I wouldn't do anything with that dude. Not even for a Birkin or Louboutins.
I would. For a Birkin.
Oh all right. Maybe a Birkin, but not Louboutins.
Right.
Birkin is like way better than a Louboutin.
It goes on, however you knew I would always be okay. And yes, I've been living a double life this whole time.
With his somebody, something.
With the guy you thought was my gay bodyguard. And I'm also an
jokes on you.
Jokes on you.
Okay. All right,
I've been
girl.
Banging my bodyguard this whole time.
Right. We've just been taking
I'm also an author and a serial entrepreneur.
Okay, all right,
rest
girl.
In peace,
next.
Brad. And do not haunt me like you did the other night in my dreams. People are like dying
this
over
this. This is
what
happens when you're mean to people. That post was unnecessary.
You think?
Yeah.
I thought it was so funny.
No, it's hilarious, yes. But like, really, girl, like... All right.
Did we need to know all of that?
No, I didn't need to know. But she's
bitter
an
at Brad.
Ex-porn star?
Ex-porn
yes.
star. She's now written a book about how to get into the porn industry if you want a sugar daddy, so...
Wait, you got to get into the porn industry to get a sugar daddy?
No, she
I thought you
like
get a sugar daddy first.
And then you kind of like slowly just like demote
into
yourself
porn?
Into the porn.
No. Like, okay, next story. I'm over her.
Well, she, I do have to say, I put this story on my Instagram. And now, I don't know if this is like too creepy or not, but these guys are now in my comments saying that they are sugar daddies and they're looking for sugar babes.
Well,
did you respond? Hello,
yes,
we're here.
Hey, I did.
Justin
one looks high.
Is here.
They're looking. They're taking candidates on my Instagram at Hey Frasch.
Well, tag them in to me.
Okay.
I don't know what that comes with or what I have to do. I'll probably get in trouble later.
What are you? Are you done all your Christmas shopping, Justin?
I'm not doing Christmas shopping this year.
You're not?
No.
Like you have too
what
much
do you
to
mean?
Do. You're moving.
Thank you.
Okay, so no, that means you're not buying anything for your mom. You and your mom are tight.
Okay, my mom, my dad, and my best friend. Those are the only who are getting a Christmas gift.
Allison Seymour's not getting anything after that video.
I am breaking a lease. I am moving to a new state. I need to buy a new tire because there's
Donnell Rawlings isn't getting anything from you.
You'll get a shout out on Instagram.
That's at least worth $200.
Right. Okay, right.
All right, well, you are fabulous. And Finder.com says these are the 9 gifts that nobody wants, despite what they tell you. And I want you to add to this or weigh in if you think this is true.
Let's see.
They say nobody wants toiletries.
No, I'm good. You should already have toiletries. Like,
you don't have shampoo in your shower.
Well, if you don't have toilet paper or wipes, because who uses toilet paper anymore?
You don't use any toilet paper?
I mean, it's still there, but like,
I start with the toilet paper and then I just like get the residue with the wipes.
You guys just use wipes? Wait a minute. Why don't you just wet your toilet paper?
Who does that? Toilet paper tears.
Sarah, first off.
Wait, what?
I have so many issues with that statement.
Are you? Sarah is ratchet.
Ratchet. Oh, she was like, I don't even take a shower every day. I'm like a every 3-day shower person. And
your vag has, do you at least wipe your vag every day?
Yes, I wipe my vag every day.
Are you sure, Sarah? You don't take a shower but once every 3 days. No wonder you're always showing it to me at work. It's trying to air that thing out.
I mean, that is so... First of all, my vag is fresh and clean. And by the way, I don't do the wipes because I feel like it clogs toilets and it's not good for the environment.
Get the baby wash.
The environment... Okay, Sarah, I wasn't...
You're wiping your ass with a baby wipe? Johnson & Johnson was just sued for giving everyone cooch cancer. Why are you doing that? You're going to have butthole cancer.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
They're the worst. Yes.
Okay, that's true,
too. That's why I wet the soggy toilet paper and I almost pretend I have a bidet. And I just, like, give myself one. Doesn't anyone else do this?
You, like, whip up the toilet water and just, like, spray it into your vagina?
No. I, like, I kind of am near the bathtub. So lots
that
of times, like, if I use the restroom, then I just go.
Your bathroom
in the
is kind of close to like the.
Right.
But she's ratchet. Toiletries, no. Board games, no. Don't give me a board game. Celebrity cookbooks,
Chrissy Teigen's cookbook.
Is it John, what's the guy who works out?
Who?
Sean T. He's fine. Oh, God.
Sean T is fine, and I thought he was straight this whole time.
He's gay.
Not. He is so gay. He is so gay. I didn't
Sean
realize.
T.
Doesn't
Sean
he have a son? And a husband?
I was confused about I looked him up because he kept on grabbing the women's like ass. And I was like, how are you letting him do that?
Fine.
And then I realized.
Oh, Sarah, remind me to shoot my shot to the guy I want to marry in New York.
What? Okay, yes, please.
I need to shoot my shot.
Your shot.
Slippers. I would take some slippers.
If
they were good house
good.
Slippers, though.
Yes.
Like ones I can just walk around in the house or go get take out the trash, too.
Yeah, like they have the hard under thing, right?
Those are cute. Christmas sweaters, no. Fitness DVDs.
Shanties.
Selfie sticks.
Have enough.
I already have those. We're good.
I'm looking up Sean T now.
Liquor. So, loved or hated it?
Loved it. If it's vodka.
Okay. That's
anything else?
Or rosé.
Okay.
I would take it.
All right.
But don't get me dark liquor because I'm a white girl.
And so you'll like re-gift that?
Yeah, definitely. I'll give it to my friends who like to be off the Henny.
I have a lot of friends. Sarah, you couldn't even have one shot of Henny. You would be
I could,
out.
Too. I know how to hang when I need to.
Oh, she does.
Absolutely. Please, I get down. You know this.
Justin, I know you get down.
I know. Bring the edibles, bring the weed.
On Dan.
We went to dinner with one client, and things went so left. She had, like, 2 glasses of champagne. He was feeling her up under the table with me there.
Is
and
this
I was,
Dan? Was Dan in the picture there?
No. Oh. He was at home.
I was going to say, did you book the client? Because if he was, I'd be like, babe, we got another one.
We have booked the client, but AJ like has a moral.
And you booked him
too. She has a moral dilemma. She does not want us to have the client on.
Why?
Because
she thinks he's so creepy.
It was raunchy how he did it, and I just think that we should not be promoting his.
But did he pay the money?
Yeah.
All right, let him on.
I agree.
What did the girl just do?
With what?
With the ex-porn star and her sugar daddy.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
With the sugar daddy.
She has no moral code. Right. I'll tell you that. Okay.
I was going to move on to the next story because this kind of talks about your love life. But, you know, everybody is getting ready to head away for the holidays. And there's now a guide. Are you nervous about seeing your hometown ex? Here's how you can handle an encounter.
I am.
Okay, you are?
I am.
So what's the deal? Are you going to run into an ex this holiday, Justin?
No. I'm not going to run into him. But ever since... When we were on the first time, you know, we were just getting over our situation. And I was in a great space.
Yeah, when you were on in April.
Yeah,
okay.
In April. I'm in a good space. I've always dreamed about if I ran into him, what I would do. There are 3 types of, like, dreams I have. One, I would just, like, leave the venue wherever I was. Two, I would send him a rum and coke if we're at a bar.
Okay.
Three, I would just like go up to him and talk to him and just, you know, whatever.
Normal
conversation. Like, hey, how you doing? You know, oh, this is your new person, whoever this is.
Yeah, give them nice a hug. To see you. You all know? Good.
But then I had to realize none of those dreams are wrong. Everything's right because I don't have hostility anymore.
Right.
I'm over it. It's okay. And I'm in a great space with him. I don't know how it is with me, but when I was cleaning out my desk at work, I have something to tell you. I was cleaning out my desk at work last week.
Okay.
You know, I had pictures of us up on the...
Oh, you and the ex?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I find the pictures face down in the bottom of a drawer. And I, like, I'm cleaning out. I'm like, what is... So I go to Allison. I'm like, Allison, what do I do with these?
Do I burn them or do I...
Ooh,
like, what
say?
Do I do? And I looked at them. She's like, these are cute pictures. I was like, yeah, I know. And I looked at them and was like, oh, I really love that guy. She's like, yeah, I know you were in love with him. I said, yeah. And so I said, you know what? I'm going to do this. Please don't judge me. She said, what? I said, I'm going to give them to you to discard however you want to, because at least I didn't do it and I don't know.
Yeah.
But I'm going to text them to him. I had to unblock him first.
Unblock his number.
Yes. So I unblocked him, and I can read you the text message.
It's, you did? You sent them to him?
I sent them to
Wait
my
Wait a minute,
ex.
Justin. Why would you do that? That seems like you were like, now it seems like you're ready to rekindle
no,
a little.
No. It was not that. It,
you guys
me,
on talking terms?
No, we're not on talking terms.
Ooh, you
but
sent
what I'm doing is, don't judge me.
No judgment zone, no judgment zone.
What I'm saying is that
turn to judgment,
since
yeah.
I'm leaving this area,
yes.
I have to leave everything behind.
This is closure.
Ooh. Yeah, it was closure for me.
Okay.
So I sent the text message that says, hey, I don't know if this is still your number or not, but I would try. I'm relocating to New York and cleaning out my desk and found these deep in my desk. Sent the pictures. Thank you for all the lessons you taught me. The good, the bad, the ugly. And I will try to take these lessons and be better and do better with the next one. Hope all is well.
Wow, that's really good. Did he respond?
We just want to hear the response.
Yeah,
oh,
we want to
hear
the response. Yes.
Oh, God, okay.
He's like, come right. over right. tonight.
Was this a novel or like
no.
a really
no, no,
short
no.
cute?
So he says, thank you as well. I enjoyed every moment learning about myself and learning about loving you. I dreamt about you last week. Ooh. Seems like every time I do, something good is happening to you. Congratulations on your journey. My love for you is eternal, and I wish you the best. Next time, till we meet again, sad face emoji.
Wow. That's definitely an open-ended. I feel like who knows what happens there.
No, I mean,
wow.
You're moving
I'm
on
over
to New
it.
Jersey. I
yeah.
mean, please,
I'm
you've
over,
got
I'm
a whole
it.
New ocean.
So that's what I had to yeah. release.
That was a really good text back from him, by the way. That
it was
like, that was really good.
Yeah, you two seem mature. That's
yeah,
like
really.
Amazing. No one does
I was
that anymore.
Like, you motherfucker!
Yeah, she's got a crazy ex who basically like accused her of like almost him ending his life. Like a terrible, she had a horrible
incident.
I could
never send him pictures.
Well, nothing's worse than sitting up on a stand and saying, I solemnly swear to tell you the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth. Like, girl, honey.
Wow.
It was a lot.
What's your advice then for seeing, they've got a whole list of things, like be prepared. They say if you're going home this holiday season, you should recite something and imagine what it's going to feel like when
See,
you run into your
drink.
Ex.
See, I told you.
There you go.
That's check one, number one from Justin.
They say keep it casual to avoid any embarrassment and maintain your dignity in front of a hometown ex. A
yeah,
dating...
don't be drinking hard and stumbling and that. Yeah.
No heading.
Didn't you date him?
Right.
They say don't run. If you don't come face to face, don't make it awkward by trying to run out of a place. Or do not try to track them down so they desperately see you.
Okay.
They also say avoid too much alcohol, of course, right? Like you're going to say things you don't mean. Don't obsess. An ex is an ex for a reason.
Yep.
So they say, don't worry about like if you're just going to a bar and you're worried they're going to be there, that will consume you all night. Just go be
right.
casual.
Yeah.
There you go.
All the things that I thought I was going to do. So, yeah. I was
you
worried.
Already took all
yeah.
the advice.
Took all the advice
and
on my own.
Well, the
Didn't
one
need
other
that
thing
article.
In the article. They say guard your heart. It's one thing bumping into an ex that you can't stand the sight of. But
just don't talk to them for a long time because then they're going to suck you back in.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Guard your heart this holiday season. I mean, all my exes, when I go to Maine, my one ex is married. He has three kids. So I've seen him many times because we have mutual friends that we went to high school with at weddings.
And do you look at him and just like, girl, that could have been me with all those kids.
I know. I think so. And they're almost teenagers now. I think
and you're
to myself,
like, now
oh
I'm a fabulous
God.
Radio
yes.
host.
Like, I think, oh my God, thank God. He's actually super fun. And we've called him, and he's been on the podcast, but I'm glad I don't have the kids.
Okay, girl.
It's all too much.
That could have been you.
I know, I know. They're like 18 years old now.
And
they're all out camp.
You
That's
don't
crazy.
Wipe your vag now. Imagine
oh,
it.
Oh, Lord. It would be sagging and dragging.
Right?
I'm getting the vaginal rejuvenation immediately, though.
Oh, girl. Can I go with you?
I'm low maintenance.
I need yeah. a new...
For New York City.
For New York City, I need some new rejuvenation, honey. Y'all are hilarious.
Good job, Sarah. Good job.
I can do it too. I'm in.
You are in. Yeah.
Justin, we usually end the shows with four things that are popping, which is everything that's happening in celebrity news. I know you love
Wait,
to keep
up. Wait, the show is over?
Oh, we end at like 1:30. You want to keep going? What else?
We were supposed to do makeup.
Oh, yeah. We're going to do that. We're going to do four things that are popping, then we're going to do your makeup for
okay.
sure.
Four things that are popping.
So we'll hit these really quick. Blac Chyna says that she has a 2020 court date with the Kardashians.
I'm over her.
Are you? You are? Oh, my yeah. God. I'm obsessed with Blac Chyna.
Why?
I don't know why. I love
her
so much.
You know her mother's from here.
I love Tokyo Toni, too.
Why?
I watch all... Because
there are
much,
anytime Sarah can mention Tokyo Toni,
I love
she
Tokyo.
Does.
I love that Tokyo Toni puts everything out there. Like, she's like, all right...
She has nothing else to put out there.
Chyna has...
her daughter's already been out there. It's like...
My favorite is Toni goes on her show. She's like, Chyna hasn't spoken to me in 4 days. Can you believe I haven't seen my grandkids in 6 months? I'm like, Tokyo, I'm with you. I'm like, Like, I can't believe I missed, like, all the years of them. Did they ever dance together? Ooh, I just loved the mom and daughter stripper team.
I've never heard of a mom and daughter stripper team.
They are.
They're probably down south somewhere.
Anyway, they're going to resolve a lot of issues, including money that was lost when they didn't renew Blac Chyna and Rob's reality show.
Goodbye.
You're done with her.
Next.
Okay, next. We're moving on. Sandra Bullock says she's got the perfect idea for the Oscars. Oh, my God. Sandra Bullock is goals.
That's good.
And
it's stunning.
She looks 54 years old. Can you imagine? Where the fuck is your wrinkles? Like, she's got a few on the neck.
It's called under the makeup.
It's called under the makeup and the lipo. Man. But I don't think she got too much plastic surgery.
No, but she looks great.
No, I think she's had a lot of work.
She doesn't need any more work. She's good. If she had work, she doesn't
her
need
nose
any more.
Is done, right?
Her nose is done.
Everything's done.
Okay.
Like, you don't look like that at 54.
But it looks good. I mean, unless you're black.
I know, it's black the truth.
Crack. Honey, black does not crack.
I know, but white people, yeah, they don't look like that at 54. Everything's sad.
You said it, I did,
no,
okay?
I got into
Let your own community come after you.
Oh, yeah, they will. I don't care. I got into an Uber once, and the guy was like, let me guess your age. And,
oh, no.
Yeah.
And did he say, how old did he say?
He told me 45. I go, sir, I'm not even 40. He goes, it's just so hard with white people. Y'all age so
God.
You probably love that, though. You love that.
I love his honesty. I was like, thank you for being honest. It was awesome.
Okay, Sarah, what's the next one?
She says random actors, by the way, should be pulled from the audience at the Oscars and read what's on the teleprompter to cover a segment of the show. Organizers don't even have to tell them it's happening. Just pop up on the teleprompter. She says if you're a real actor, you should be able to handle it. You think the Oscars should do that?
True.
Damn, okay.
That makes sense. It makes it more spontaneous.
It does. I feel like everybody would watch it then.
Offset's stepfather has come forward, basically says Cardi B is the reason for all the drama in that relationship. You believe it? I thought he was awesome.
I wonder what his sex is like.
Offset?
Yeah.
He just yells Offset the whole time.
Right.
Do you think he's good in bed?
I don't know.
Mm.
I don't want to find out
Migos.
Either.
I love Migos. They have like the best come up. Have you seen them before they were
Puta
famous?
Migos? Yeah, I read Gucci Mane's book, and he talks about them like for a hot second.
They got a great come up.
He saw them and find them. I don't remember.
They were
all
like
of
three
it,
scrawny yeah. little boys. And
yeah,
then
he bought them.
Got money.
He bought them real jewelry because in the book he said they were wearing fake jewelry.
Oh,
so he gave them chains.
I will be out there wearing fake jewelry too.
Me too, girl.
People do a lot and say a lot of hurtful things about my family members. This is according to Offset's stepfather, specifically my child. While he ain't perfect, he is mine. And as a parent, I have a duty to protect him, he added. Right now, I cannot do that.
But did you tell him how to use protection when he was having threesomes? Or
Summer
Bunny? Is that her name? Summer Bunny? Okay, you know what?
You're so young. I mean, come on. What about an open relationship? Lastly, Will Smith, first pictures of him as Aladdin. This is the reboot.
He's so cute.
By Guy Ritchie, who's directing it. And
how old is Will Smith? Google that. And
oh, my
God. We'll judge
he's got to be in his 50s.
Yeah.
And tell me what you think of this. If you're a fan of it. Okay, let's see if you know how old Will Smith.
Oh, he's cute. Look at him. Okay, I'm here for it.
Will Smith is 50 years old.
Good. That's a good 50. Sandra Bullock's 54. Yeah, they're on the same level.
Look at that. And he says he's going to bring...
look at that skin.
I know. He looks so good.
Him and Jada.
Yeah.
They both look great. Will says it will be a mix of his character in Hitch and also Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Like, that's
amazing.
The Aladdin
character.
That's
what it's supposed to be?
That's what he's channeling, he says.
I don't know
You're not here for that.
You didn't like Fresh Prince?
I liked them separately.
Right, but together.
Not for a Disney movie. Like, what?
Okay, yeah. Let's talk. I want to know your favorite makeup products. People know you on your Instagram for your makeup tutorials.
Okay, pull it back up.
That and your cooking in that goddamn crock pot. You're always like, yeah. Every time I tune in, you're like, all right, it's crock pot cake. And then you like throw all this shit in and somehow it comes out like it looks amazing. You're like, okay, crock pot Rice Krispie treats. And
right.
then you
right.
You bake it for 8 hours and then it comes out. I'm like, how the fuck does he do this?
So my first go-to is always a good primer, but I didn't bring primer, but always prime. I don't care what you do. Just use
always
primer.
Always prime.
Just use primer. Then my second go-to is always a good foundation. Okay. So my go-to is Maybelline Superstay. This is the original bottle of the Maybelline Superstay. It's 24 hours, withstands heat, sweat, and humidity. It doesn't transfer, it doesn't rub off, which is good because it doesn't. I use this bad boy during zip trips. And, you know, we'd be outside dripping, sweating, running around, just in the third. Only thing I have to do is blot because I'm an oil girl. So, like, I get oily around my T-zone. And this keeps me all day, like seriously all day.
How do you know your tone? Like, I can never figure out which one would look better on me when I'm in the store.
I normally just open the bottle.
And they just try it out. Okay, yeah. Cool. I need the honesty.
I try it on right there.
They don't sell this anymore in the store. So I go on Amazon, type in Maybelline Superstay, and it gives me this bottle.
Okay.
So they replaced it with this one. This is, it breaks up. It breaks up on me. Now, it may not break up on you. So you can try the new version if you want, but I'm the old version.
Old version,
so
all
good
the way.
Foundation, good primer.
Okay.
Next, I'm gonna use drugstore, and mind you, both of those are in the drugstore.
You're a drugstore finder.
I'm a drugstore.
Yeah, I love that. I love
eyebrows,
that.
Brow Drama.
Now you already have a good base of eyebrow.
Yes.
Like when you get out of the shower, they already look better than when I draw mine on.
So Brow Drama from Maybelline is a it's like a brush with color already on it.
Okay.
And so if you have like small eyebrows, come here, Sarah.
Yours looks so good. Okay.
Come here. So, like, if you don't have any color on your brows, look, turn your head this way.
Actually, yeah. If you should come way. A little bit closer.
Yeah. So, what you do is just
Maddie got it.
Brush the color on your brow already and kind of gives you already a fill-in.
Okay. Yes, it does. It really does. Yeah, it's darkening them to a perfect...
And you just do that. And you walk out the door. But I do...
At the end of the show, we got to do the other eyebrow. She looks more like Groucho Marx on one side. We don't know what...
So, that's that.
Love
then
that. Look at you. I love that you're a drugstore makeup finder.
LA Girl Pro Concealers are amazing. I use them to conceal, and then I also use them to contour. So the contour on my forehead.
Yes.
Which is
really good, by the way. Okay, contour at your forehead. Yep.
So I use this darker one, but I also use them in my regular color to conceal any, like, you know, scars or whatever I have or whatever is happening that day.
This is like the third step.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's just that.
Under eye.
Then I also, I'm obsessed with two brushes to use for my foundation.
Now, okay.
Stipple brushes. Just Google stipple makeup brush. They look just like this. Mm-hmm. I take it and buff in my foundation or my powder. You can use it wet or dry. So today I have this foundation on with this NYX filter powder. And literally you can use it wet or dry. So you can just tap it in like that and just go in on it.
Oh my God, your skin looks just so good.
And it just lays it on, which is what I like about it.
Ugh.
The brushes.
Okay.
Also, good highlighter.
Good highlighter.
Good
what do you
highlighter.
Use?
Highlighter. So I'm using today, which I haven't used, this is my old girl, Anastasia Beverly Hills and Peach Nectar.
Oh, Peach Nectar. Anastasia Beverly Hills.
So you just
love.
Take a little bit on a little brush and just go right on your
right
corner
on your
here.
Line.
Here. My chin, right, my cupid's bow right there. And I kind of take a little bit and go right up on the contour and highlight on my nose.
Right on your nose. Oh my God, you look so good. I love it.
Yeah.
This is so great. And by the way, if you're listening to the podcast, you can always hop on my Facebook page. It's at Hey Fraish Podcast. And you can see Justin actually kind of doing it.
Yes.
We love makeup. We're all about it. Oh, we're actually streaming live on YouTube too.
Hey.
I didn't even realize. On everybody on YouTube. You're amazing. When do you start at early today?
I start January 7th.
Are you so excited?
Yes.
Excited, but nervous.
I'm
but
excited. I'm nervous. I'm optimistic. I'm hopeful.
Yes.
But I also don't want to fail.
You're not going to.
I created
you are
this,
not going to.
I don't want to let the people here down. you know, people are rooting for me. And yes. I really appreciate everybody who has helped me along the way, from the smallest favor to the hugest favor. You know, giving me a job, not firing me when I messed up. You know, just taking me under your wing. You know, if you talk to me, social media friends who I haven't met, but I met them on social media. People who have randomly met me out at a club or a bar. You know, guests on the show who've become my friends. I thank you all. And when I go to New York and I'm going to, you know, do this 30 Rock, this early Today show, I'm thinking of you in the back of my mind, and I'm carrying that on my shoulders because I don't want to let you down.
You will not let anyone down. Life has highs and lows, so don't put too much pressure on yourself, because no matter who you are, it's hot, it's not, you know how that goes.
Yeah.
But you are going to be a 10. Everybody knows it.
Yes, I'm already a 10, girl.
You already are. I can't wait. And so what will you be doing? Are you going to be booking guests
for
early
today? I'm
going to
be segment producing for the show, but the show is 3:30 in the morning, so there's not guests.
Okay.
That early in the morning. So we, you know, tape a show here. We're live on the East Coast. We take a show for the West Coast. So, yeah.
3:30 in the morning. So we can catch you, by the way. We can catch your show if we're on the
Channel
East Coast.
Yeah, Channel 4.
On Channel 4.
At 3:30.
It starts at 3:30 a.m. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Starts at 3:30 a.m. So you have to be there at...
I'm going in at 10.
p.m.
Yes, and I get off at 7 a.m.
I can't wait.
Which is the complete opposite of my schedule now. I wake up at 6, get to work at 8, and get off at 4. So my body's going to be like, in shock. Like, last night, I was, like, up at 10:45 on the phone, and I was like, oh, yeah, I'm sleeping already.
Oh, man.
You're amazing. We can't wait. You know, when we're basically taking over Wendy Williams' spot, sorry, Wendy, you're going to be over there all the time.
Because I'm going to be cat, kitty, cat, 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 kitty, cat, cat,
oh, you're going to be doing everything.
You know?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Exactly.
And Wendy
we're moving to New York, so we're just going to hit you up.
Moving to New York.
Moving to New York.
Moving to New York.
Aaron doesn't really know that yet, but we are. Okay.
We'll be living with Justin.
Yes.
Where can people follow you?
Instagram.
That's
producer underscore
spot, right?
Stewart, Stewart. You can find me on Facebook, Justin Prince Stewart, and then Twitter, producer Stewart.
Hell yeah, you are a motherfucker to know. I love you so much.
I love you too, baby.
You're awesome. Congrats. Happy New Year, you guys. Be sure to RSVP for our Lindsay Lohan party, January 8th. Bye, everybody. Rock the cast, rock.
So much fun.